Blog Talk Radio.
Inside Frolic, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Side and the Funnies on Friday night. Stand by. What happened to the engineer? Hello, hello, hello out there in Radio Land. Is anybody out there? What's the matter? Oh, I feel horrible. I don't know what's wrong with me. Where does it hurt? Well, it starts down here, and then it goes up there, and then it comes in here. Well, what is it? I don't know what it is. If I knew what it is, I wouldn't have it. Oh, well listen, let me see. I'll tell you one thing. You look like you're ready to give birth. Thanks a lot. What am I going to do, Stanley? Well, now wait a minute. I think you were... You've got to swallow your pride and get hold of your life. Swallow my pride. How am I going to do that? Well, the same way you swallow everything else. Oh, shut up. Now listen. There's a fella on the radio. He's called the healer. The healer. Well, I don't need a healer. I need somebody to help me. Well, of course he's going to help. Now, he comes on in a few minutes. Now, just sit down and... I can't sit down. Well, why not? My stomach is in the way. Well, stand up. I'm going to put him on. He's called Harry the Healer. Harry Happy the Healer. Harry Happy the Healer. Are you crazy? No, this fella's really smart. Now, listen, here he is. Hello, ladies and gentlemen out there. This is Harry Happy the Healer on WJSYPIEEEF. Whatever that stands for. Anyway, are you feeling... Are you feeling down and out and bloated and kraut and obliterated and absolutiated and polluted? That sounds like you, Ollie. Well, don't despair. I have the perfect solution. It's called Stomach Up. Stomach Up? He can't even sit down. You stop talking to him. He can't hear you. I hear him very well. Stomach up. Now place your hands on your stomach. I can't place my hands on my stomach because my arms are too short and my stomach too far out. Far out, eh? That sounds like you. You're pretty far out, and you don't know how to come back. All right. If you have a friend there with you, let him put your hands on his tummy. Go on, do it. Under the ribs. Now push down. 1, 2, 3. Ah! 1, 2, 3. Ah! 1, 2, 3. Ah! And keep doing that for 3 hours. 3 hours. He can't even take it for 5 minutes. In 3 hours, he'll be dead. Well, then he won't have to worry about nothing. He won't feel any pain either. This is Happy Harry. Now, put your hand under your throat. And push down. Go down slowly in the middle of your chest. See, that's your esophageal. Esophageal orifices. Gee, I didn't know you had an office, Holly. Oh, shut up. Esophageal orifices right in there. Now go down. 1, 2, 3. And pretty soon you'll feel like you want to burp. That doesn't mean you're a baby. It means you're an adult that's fat and out of shape when you burp. Now, the only thing is that when you burp, make sure you're not too close to the window, see, because I've seen it happen time and time again, where the fella gives one big burp and right out the window. Now, stand back from the window. Stand back, Ollie. Stand back. You feel like you're going to burp? Ah, I'm going to burp. It's coming out. It's coming out. Gee, I hope it don't come out both ends at once. It's coming out. Woo! All right, stomach up. That's a real solution, you know. No fooling around. I mean, it really works. Oh, yeah. Stomach up. Doctors don't know about that. They don't even know about stomach down. Yeah, you go to a doctor, what do they give you? A pill for this, pill for that, pill for this. Then they got to give you 3 more pills for the pills they gave you. Yeah, what a mess that is. Oh, did you hear the latest? The one doctor, what's his name? I call him Farty, Dr. Farty, came out with a statement that youngsters between 16 and 24 have more than have expected have died from the second dose of the vaccine. All right, that's bad enough. Then the other guy gets on, the guy who sounds like he owns a deli, Gottlieb's Deli. And he played the whole thing down. He said, oh, it's not so bad. That those people, you know, it's not as bad as they make it out to be. Now you got 2 of the big doctors contradicting each other. Who do you believe? The guy who says it's not so bad or the other guy? What a mess, I'm telling you, boy. You don't know who to believe. That's right. Oh, there goes the mechanism of the intra-outer space Alamorous. Who's going up in space? Anybody going to take the rocket ship to deliver pizza in space? Yeah. Oh, they're going to have space pizza.
Yeah. I'll have some.
Manufactured by the Chinese.
There you go.
Chinese pizza in space with old rocket ships. Old rocket ships bringing you the delivery. Boy, what a mess, I tell you.
Boy, what a mess.
All right, this is the Inner Sight Frolic. Brought to you by the Big East, Akita Rescue. 609-388-7004. Big East Tequila Rescue. Stop the Nikita. Don't listen to those idiots. Don't know anything about dogs. They just in it for the money, see?
There you go.
We're in it to help people. Big difference. That's because we don't have the money. If we had the money, we probably wouldn't want to help people anyway.
Nah, that's not true. I know you better.
Take the money and run. Wasn't that a movie?
Yeah.
With Woody Allen?
Yes, it was.
I got to tell you, the night I met Woody Allen, oh, what a
that
nut.
Was funny.
So I go in there, in the Michael's Pub. You know, it's where Woody hangs out. Monday night. You want to find Woody Allen? I should tell everybody this, but you want to find Woody on Monday night playing the trumpet, go down to Michael's Pub. So I go down there, and, you know, he's playing the trumpet. Nice guy, very friendly guy. And in between sets, you know, I go up to the platform. I introduce myself.
Nice.
You know, and Woody says, "Oh my God!" He goes, "Oh my God!" He said, "You're blind." He said, "You're blind." I think if I were blind, I'd kill myself. He goes.
Oh,
and he's
God.
Going on and on and on. And I said, "Listen, I'd like to have you on my. I'm doing the cable show at a Staten Island.
Yeah.
I'd like to have you on my cable show." He said, "Oh, I don't do television. I only do movies. Only movies. No television.
Only movies.
You know?
That's too.
He
funny.
Only did movies. To this day, I don't think he does television. Anyway, that was Woody, and he went on and on and." You know, a weird dude, but a nice guy. I got to say he was a nice guy.
Yeah, he is.
Don't forget all the beautiful children of the world, little Tommy, Corey. I almost said Corey Avante. Corey Foster, Avante Oquendo, and Ollie Campbell. I mentioned a few of the beautiful lives that are not with us anymore. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner sight reminds you. All right, don't forget my buddy Kennedy. Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good information. 631-888-1186. Mr. Kennedy Realty. All right. Around the world, Inner Sight Frolic. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocate for the disabled. Oh, what's our phone number? Oh, I got it right here. Wait a minute. No, that's her number. Don't put that on the air. All right. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. No, that's not it. That's the escort service. What? Give me. Don't you. Wait a minute. Now, wait a minute. If suppose the escort service paid you $500 a week. Would you advertise the Well, for $500 a week, I'd advertise my dead mother. you cut that out. What do you mean you'd advertise your dead mother? Well, I tell everybody, Mom's alive. $500 a week.
Right? Yeah, I revised it.
Go down to the Jewish deli and see her. She's alive. Would you cut that out? What is wrong with you? Well, what's wrong with me is I have an excuse. See, I went to school with Jimmy Dinigan. Oh, shut up.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Is that your excuse?
Anyway, the phone number for, I forgot what number I was giving out.
Woo!
All right. Inner Sight, and nobody starved on Long Island. 631-484-3085. Dog food, cat food, and vet care if you need that for your wife. I mean for your dog. Anyway.
That's unless your dog is your wife. Uh-oh.
All right, in a sight. Do the Able News before I get in trouble. Go ahead.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large, tight format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that, has two marriages, and also they have, you can just get them on ablenews.com and sign up for that free subscription today. And back to you, Frank.
All right, don't forget to sign our petitions.
Yes, please.
You know, the two of them at the change.org service dog one and the nursing home. Yeah. Get rid of those horrible places. Anyway, coming up, we got Jimmy Dinnigan going to tell you how he wanted to be a philanthropist in school. Tell you about that. Very exciting news for those of you who have bladder trouble.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
If you can't go, or if you go too much, or you don't want to go, or you do go, we have the answer. Any kind of bladder trouble.
Uh-oh.
It's called Gabriel's Bladder Mobile.
Oh, no. Anything that
and
Gabriel...
And for $5, he tells you everything. About the bladder.
$5? Well.
That's coming up.
I'll give him, how about I give him the $5 and he doesn't tell me?
Well, you can throw your money away if you want.
That's
all right. We got that coming up. We got the philosopher. And, how do you like what's going on with these stupid doctors? Did you hear the latest?
No.
Oh, Jesus. J and J, I'm not going to mention the full name. J and J, 60 million doses.
They had to throw out.
They stopped. 60 million, folks. That's a lot of doses. That's a lot of poison.
And they said that Pfizer, right? They're having trouble with the heart.
Yeah.
People are getting arrhythmias.
Of course they are. Yeah, because that's got something to do with the stomach, too.
Nah.
That stuff doesn't belong in your stomach.
No, it doesn't go there. This is given intramuscular.
No, what do you mean it doesn't go there? It goes into your bloodstream, doesn't it?
Yeah, but it doesn't eventually end in that area. If you took a pill, maybe it would end in that area, but it's not, it doesn't break the blood brain barrier in that area.
Yeah, it goes into the blood. It goes into every area that has blood vessels all around the body. Come on, don't let anybody tell you different. That's a principle of life, how the blood flows. All right. Yes, I didn't hear that. Where'd you hear that on the news?
Yeah.
Oh. Give me the philosopher. The philosopher's going to explain the whole thing.
Oh, no.
Disabled philosopher.
All right. Let me get back to him. Hold on.
Live.
All right. Let me get back to him.
Let me
get back to him. I don't know why I can't get back to the philosopher.
Here we go.
All right. Give me a second, Frank. Okay, wait a minute. I don't know why.
The disabled philosopher has become able-bodied. That's why he can't get on the air.
Yes. He wanted to become able-bodied, but he took the vaccine and became disabled again.
That wouldn't surprise me.
I know. One more time.
One more time. Roll it.
You had to ask that. Shoot. I can't get it. I really can't. I had to take me just as long. Oh, for God's sake. Just
we need
going.
A new engineer over here. Anybody
no,
out there want to
system.
Volunteer to be engineer?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can't
I'll
pay
just
you.
Speak of us. Oh, shoot. Oh, man, this sucks.
You're the most horrible engineer that ever
yes,
lived.
Yes, I am. Yes,
don't
I
ever
am.
Die, because then you won't, you'll be the most horrible that ever died.
Woo! Woohoo! No, I hate this.
Disabled friendly
you know
philosopher.
Why?
Hello there, folks.
There, we got it again.
This is your disabled friendly philosopher. With a word to the wise. What happened to the 60 million doses of poison that the J&J had to get rid of? Where did that poison go? I hope it doesn't get released in the ice and start spreading more virus.
No.
You never know. What are the doctors going to do about that?
Yeah.
They created all this poison. How are they going to get rid of it? And what about all the others that are giving people heart palpitations? Because that stuff doesn't belong in your body.
Yeah.
Are they crazy? They gotta be
nuts. It gives you
stuff
better than heart palpitations. It gives you myocarditis, which ruins
myocarditis.
Your
heart. Arthritis.
And then you get the palpitations.
Arthritis. Infiliitis. Lapinitis. Epiducabutis. And aphorotis.
What the hell is that? What's epiducabutis?
They don't know what it is. What difference does it make? Give it any name you want. They don't know nothing. They're a bunch of morons.
I tell you one thing.
I tell you, folks. Stay away from that stuff.
I'm not getting a booster dose.
It's all poison.
Yeah, that
and
is.
You haven't heard the most yet. Wait another 6 months. Then people are going to start complaining that their ding-a-lings are falling off.
Oh, boy. I better alert somebody.
And their ass is going to swell up. You won't be able to sit, stand. Quiet,
uh-oh.
I'm doing my show. Stop blabbering so damn much.
Oh, my God.
They won't be able to sit, stand, walk, fight, or anything. You want to get rid of violence? Give people the vaccine. That's all you got to do. Yeah. Take that 60 million doses of poison and give it to everybody, and you'll get rid of all the violence because they won't be able to do nothing. Hey, maybe they came across something good for a change. All right, Inner Sight and the Philosopher. Yeah, I tell you, man, this whole thing is so crazy. Getting out of hand, getting worse by the day. You ever notice now, every day on the news, you hear something worse that's going on with this vaccine or something related. Isn't that weird? And people, people got to be walking around all anxious and stressed now because of this stuff. What am I going to get? I took it. Now I took it. What's it going to do to me? Doc, you got to help me. As soon as they get a little puppiveration in the heart, now they're going to be running to the doctor. And what's the doctor going to do? He can't do it. I mean, if he showed him, at least if he showed him stomach up, he would help somebody a little bit. But they don't show you that. They don't know stomach up, down, sideways, or anything else. All they know is pills, pills, and more pills. Anyway, Inner Sight and, stomach up. Don't forget that stomach up. Go on to YouTube. Look at Dr. Berg, B-U-R-G, Berg. You want to know about the details, you want to see it, go to Dr. Berg. Call him. He's got a free phone consultation. This is a public service announcement. Free phone consultation, Dr. Berg. Tell you all the latest health stuff and how to stay away from that horrible vaccine. Dr. Berg. Another guy, Mandel. Another good guy, Dr. Mandel. Berg and Mandel. What?
I've seen Mandel a lot, and I follow a lot what he says.
Yeah. Those are the guys that you got to pay attention to. Don't pay attention to the moron Gottlieb or the other guy, 40. Tell him to go fart in his mother's face. All right, in a sight. Oh, by the way, if you want to call in and say something stupid, 213-816-1650 is the phone number here. We got Louie coming up somewhere along
he's
the line.
He's on it.
And we got Jimmy Dinigan. So many stories from school that I remember. You know, one about Jimmy. He heard the word on the radio, philanthropist, you know. He couldn't say it. He couldn't say it right. So, you know, one day in his dramatic appearance, you know, whenever Jimmy got a hold of something, he would just stand up in the middle of the class. One day he stood up on the desk, and the teacher freaked out. Jimmy, get off of that desk. You're going to get killed.
If I get killed, Miss Minda, you'll be in trouble. Shut up.
He told him to shut up. So he's standing on the desk, and Janie starts yelling, get off of my desk, Jimmy. Well, I can't get the brown slate out. Get off of it. You're stepping on my lid.
Yeah, I can't step on your lid, Jimmy.
So he's standing on the desk, and all of a sudden he says, Miss Mara, I'm going to be a phantom. She says, what? What are you talking about? I'm going to have a lot of money. I'm going to be phantom.
What is a phantom? That's a guy a person with a lot of money, and he's got a lot of girls and pretty girls, and you go around and you spend money and you talk stupid. Well, you already know how to do that. Now get off that desk. No, I want to be a phantomist. You mean a philanthropist? Yeah, so I said a phantomist. Well, you can't be a philanthropist. You have to go to school and study for years and years. You have to study business and make a lot of money. Yeah, I'm going to study. I'm going to be a phantomist. Jimmy, you sound like you want to be one of those insects that eat other insects. That's not a philanthropist. That's a man eater. I want to be a man. I want to be a philanthropist. You mean a praying mantis? Nah, I don't want to be no bug. That's a bug. I don't want to be a bug. I want to be a mantis.
And he's going on and on and on. He's up on the desk, and Miss Ma got so exasperated, she left the room with Jimmy standing on the desk. And she went and got Kramer. Kramer comes in, he goes, oh, my God, what did I ever take this job? My God, Jimmy, get off, get down, please, Jimmy.
Mr. Kramer, I'm going to be a momentum. Mr. Kramer, you want some pounding around, find some grand, and you know, Jimmy, shut up, please. You're making me very nervous. I have to go to the doctor. Oh, is the doctor a momentum?
Oh, man, never forget it. I had to help Jimmy down off the desk. I went over to the desk and said, Jimmy, come on.
Yeah.
Bend down. Now put one foot, that's it, come on. He was, you know what happened, he got up there.
But he couldn't get
down. He was afraid to come down. And he kept saying, I want to be a man to me.
Did he do that?
Come on, Jimmy. Get off of that desk now. You got to go sit down, come on.
Frank, did he do that more than once?
Miss Moore thanked me, yeah. What?
Did he do that more than once?
No.
Did he get stuck up there?
That was the only time when he wanted to be a philanthropist.
He never stood on the desk like that?
Momentum. Yeah, he got up on the desk. He stood up.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wanted to really be noticed.
No, he sure was.
All right, inner sight. You want to be a momentumist, you better go to school.
There you go.
Around the world, inside. Hey, don't forget we're on television Wednesday night on Hatton Neighborhood Network 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit. Thursday on the Altice, reruns. 7:30, Channel 20, Thursday night. On the Altice, which used to be in a Long Island cable. So check us out, tune us in, tune us out, tune us under, tune us on
all
top,
over.
Tune us any way you want. We don't care.
That's right.
All right, inner sight around the world means freedom. And, yeah, I heard that Amazon, on the news, I heard Amazon is going to beat Walmart. It's going to be the number one retailer.
That's cool.
Yeah, but they don't have any stores, do they? Does Amazon have stores?
No, I don't think so. But I'm
thinking,
how
are they going to do
that?
People want to go to stores.
Well, no, they do it all online, but now
yeah,
I
but
don't
people
know.
Want to get out now, especially now with this all this stuff opening up. Amazon's got no stores to open. I don't see how they're going to overtake
They have Whole
Walmart.
Foods is hooked up with them. That I know. So whatever you see in Whole Foods, Amazon runs that to deliver it straight to your house.
Well, Walmart's got online. They're online, too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I
think the one with the stores is going
to
win out.
Well, you never
know.
I think that they will eventually have stores to look at things, meaning like if you want to get something, you know.
Oh, you go to an Amazon store?
Yeah, I would think eventually because they it just looks like there's too much to lose if they don't go that way too.
They
got to
get stores, otherwise they're not going to be as big as Walmart.
Well, they're getting bigger by another way. They're doing AI, which is artificial intelligence, meaning they want to do a lot more robotic things.
Artificial intelligence?
Yeah.
What the hell does that mean?
That's more computerized things that you don't like.
Artificial intelligence. That sounds like it can cause brain damage.
No, they're not hooking it up to you.
Yeah, but you're not using your brain. Artificial.
Yeah.
What are they going to do? They're gonna have some brain hooked up to the computer. I'm waiting for this to happen, see? You're going to have a brain hooked up to the computer. You turn on the computer, and it's going to say,
yeah.
I am your brain. You don't need your brain anymore. I will be your brain. And you know what's going to happen? People are going to believe that stuff.
Yeah, I know.
And they're going to wind up as zombies. They won't use their brain anymore.
That's the next fear that everybody's going to start having.
What
when
a
is
bunch
the zombie
of morons.
Attack going to happen? It's not. That's the fear of one.
No, they come out with that. I bet you a lot of people are gonna play into it.
Oh yeah, I have that feeling.
That's bad, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never give up using my brain.
Hell,
that's why I don't
want
a computer.
Well, you know what they said. Now, they said this, that I don't see a human giving a direct brain, you know, access, but I do see a human saying that, oh, if there's a deficit, like, say, for example, you have a learning disability in such and such area, then that disability will then, they'll give, like, you know, that part where you have the learning disability in, or whatever part you have a problem in. But I
can't see
myself. You're going to
trust these doctors?
No, I'm not.
You got to be crazy.
No, I'm not. I'd rather
they'll
be
They'll do anything
disabled.
To make a buck.
That's the truth.
You know.
Could you imagine somebody saying, oh, I got to tune up your your
yeah.
brain. And they
Look
give
what
you
they
a
did
virus.
With the vaccine. You're going to trust
yeah,
them?
No.
You're going to trust them to go to these drug companies that
no.
killed a lot of people and they allowed them
no.
to develop this vaccine? What a bunch of morons. That's the same companies that have been killing people all these years with all the lawsuits.
Oh, yeah.
And they let them develop a vaccine. That's how the government protects us?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That it is.
All right, in a sight. Where is Louis on the line?
Hold on.
Anybody
check
on
again.
The line?
Let me check again.
Who's on the line?
What's your
Any in a sight people on the line?
Yes, we have Maureen.
The Frolics. Oh, we got Maureen. All right.
Maureen.
Let's call
let me
Maureen.
Make sure there's no...
Keep your eye out for Louis or your brain. Keep your artificial brain out for Louis.
Okay. Here's Maureen.
In a sight. Live.
Hey, my guys, have to make it short. I just started to eat dinner, okay? But I'm
oh.
listening. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how you
listening
doing?
Listening to the Mecca, too.
Ooh.
Wow. Yeah.
Who's
yeah,
got all that noise in the background? Who's got radio on or television?
Guys?
It's Maureen.
Yeah, it's the Met game. I'm listening to the Met game. I just started to eat, so I'll try to get back later, okay? On the air,
all right.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay,
thank
if
you
not,
for
take
in.
Care, okay?
I'll let you
week.
Listen
okay.
to it. I'll let you listen to it, though. Okay?
Okay, all right. Okay, yeah. Good.
Okay.
Okay.
In a sight.
All right. Louis just
around the world, and yeah, folks, beware of the coming... of the artificial brain.
Brain.
I tell you, these people are not going to
yeah.
stop at anything to make money. And
no,
by the
not.
Way, you know, as soon as that comes out, you know, he'll be jumping in all these billionaires. Oh, I'll put
yeah.
up $10 billion.
Hey, I want to say something. Yes, that's exactly what happened.
Cool.
Warren Buffett put, let's see, $24 billion, not million, billion into it already.
Yeah.
Warren Buffett.
Just like they want to make a flying car. What a bunch of morons. They have enough trouble.
Who wants to put
they're going
to
have cars flying
every,
around. What a bunch of idiots.
You know, they're doing it right now, putting stuff like
They can't
like
even
that.
Take
that's,
care of the cars on the ground. They're going to put them up
yeah.
in the air now.
Yeah. That's what's driving me nuts.
What a bunch of idiots. People look for trouble, I tell you. All right, in a sight, 213-816-1650. This is the Frolics. I got to tell you about the doctor with the walletectomy. Yeah, did you hear about this? Guy went to a doctor's office, see? And I don't know, he must have been drunk or sick or something. He had the wallet hanging out of his pocket.
Oh.
Well, the doctor said that you're going to lose your wallet if you don't watch it there. He said, I'm going to perform a wallet ectomy. And the guy goes, what's that, Doc? What's an ectomy? What is that ectomy? That's where I'm going to take your wallet. And he took
nice.
It.
Oh, nice.
Took the guy's wallet ectomy.
Oh, where'd you hear about that?
Well, I heard a couple of guys talking at the local coffee shop. Supposed to be a joke, but I don't know. Kind of stupid.
Wallet
he
ectomy.
Took it, but yeah, I don't think he kept it, you know. So look out for these doctors. There's a new thing going around, walletectomy.
Yeah, I think that's what it's going to be. They do the walletectomy, and they take all your money away, yeah.
That's it. That's how it works.
That's how it
take
works.
All your money.
Yeah.
All right, in a sight, we got coming up. Honeymoon.
Louis. Oh, honeymooners? Let's check one more time for Louis. He had tried to get on, and he was having trouble. Let me just take one quick peek for him. And he's on
oh,
now.
We got Louis on?
You got Louis, yeah. All right.
Oh, all right.
You
well, bring in Louis.
Oh.
In a sight with Louis.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Was horrible.
All right.
And that's
sounds like Louis went out of space.
Yeah.
Gee, I hope he doesn't have an artificial brain.
No.
Then
we'll go back, I hope. I don't know
what
that
sounds like one of those
was.
Artificial brains they get Louis
no,
got.
No, I hope that's not Blog's line because that's weird. He
mention a guy goes to a doctor and they give him an artificial brain and the doctor says, now, just open up the back of your head here, and
we'll
you can screw this out, take it out, and wash it every night.
Yeah.
Oh. And then put it back in. Imagine the guy forgets to put
it. Oh, yeah, and he's dead. No. The next morning. Oh, God.
What's the matter with you? I forgot my brain.
Well, we're going to have to put something in there for forgetfulness now. We had to revive you last night.
Artificial brain, I tell you, man.
I
wouldn't
everything.
Be surprised if if that doctor invented it. What's that? Farty.
Fauci. Farty? I'll say his real name. I don't
Farty.
Care.
I call him Farty. He'll come up with something like that.
Oh, yeah. I don't doubt it. But
and a lot
really,
of people will believe him.
Yeah. I don't believe anybody anymore. It's a sad part.
All right, give me the honeymoon.
Yeah. Hold on. I'm waiting for it to... Oh, why is it so slow? Honeymooners, here it comes. I wish Lou would pull that.
Hey, y'all, Mr. Marshall. My wife made a whole batch of this yesterday. Delicious. I scooped some of it up and, hey, I'll try that. Oh, no, I'm on a very special diet. I can't eat that. My doctor will kill me. Hurt your palate. Homemade. Go ahead, eat it up. Plenty of crackers. Well, maybe just a little bit. Hey, this is very good. Now, your wife made this. You sure it's her exclusive recipe, not anything to do with your mother or your mother-in-law. Oh, no, my mother can't cook like that. Only thing my mother ever gives me is that. Her mother is anything out of a can. That's it. Oh, no, this is exclusive stuff. Well, I don't know. Tastes kind of weird, but it's good, though. Say, Charlie, what do you think of that? I don't know. I know the aroma. I've seen it before, and, hey, wait a minute. This is dog food. Dog food?
I know a real
family. I could be wrong, you know. Why, of course you're wrong. I'm all the jealous people. Dog food. Why would I have dog food? We don't even have a dog.
Nah.
Well, I don't know. It better not be dog food. Well, I'll get Mr. Peck. He raises dogs. He'll know. John, come on in here, will you? Yes, sir. Well, you want me, Mr. Marshall? Yeah, you know what that is. Well, of course I know what it is. I've been using it for 25 years. It's dog food. It's a miracle I wasn't fired. Give my boss
no.
dog food. How would you feel if you gave your boss dog food? Well, I'd be all right if my boss down the sewer was a cocker spaniel.
No.
So humiliated in all my life. Dog food. We haven't even got a dog.
Did you see the dog, Ralph?
That dog is going out. Get him out. Get him out of here. Dog food. He wanted his boss to invest in that as an investment, an
yeah.
appetizer.
Oh, I remember
that. He
brought
some in. And
yeah.
He thought it was a homemade appetizer.
Whatever.
Turned out to be dog food. All right, who's on the line?
Hold on, let me check and see. Again.
Nobody.
Oh, wait a minute.
Nobody knows.
Oh, Lou's back.
Let's see if we can get a good connection.
Yeah, I hope so.
Louis the Lip. Inner Sight.
Session 1, 2, 3 again.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
I better.
Test your microphone.
Better than last time.
Yeah.
Oh, there,
yeah.
Frank Perino. Test your microphone-y.
Yeah,
all right, we got you.
Okay, hi, Frank. Hello, Suzanne.
Hi, Lou.
How are you?
Good, doing well.
Okay, hey, Frank, yesterday was Buffy's birthday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Happy birthday to Buffy. Happy birthday to Buffy. Happy birthday,
wait a minute.
Did you
give her
Buffy.
Anything?
Happy birthday to you.
That was
how
yesterday.
Old is Buffy? We don't know,
yeah.
right?
47 years old.
Oh, she's young.
She is young.
47.
I spoke to her on the phone yesterday.
Yeah.
And I wish
right.
her a happy birthday.
Oh.
She went to J&B Steakhouse.
Mm.
Did you give her kissy for birthday?
You bet I did.
Oh.
Wow. I knew you
yeah,
wouldn't forget
you bet
that.
I did. That laughing funny bone Buffy.
Oh. That's cool.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yes, Frank Marino. My name is Rosanna Dan. I'm talking to the Block Talk Radio Incorporated.
Oh.
Frank.
Incorporated.
And let me ask you a question. And I'm talking about that lady on the telephone ringing, Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero. I talked to her
yeah.
last time about talking to her on the hallway. I was talking about the cotton swab, you know, the cotton swab, you know. And went over
yeah.
to Pat Cooper to talk to Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero about
I think we're going to sell Rosanna Dana underwear.
Yeah, we can do. I can do that. Hi
yeah,
there,
okay,
ladies and gentlemen. My name is Rosanna. Rosanna, then I'll show you about a new boxing underwear from Rosanna. Rosanna Dana.
Yeah, you could do an underwear a dance with the underwear on your head, Rosanna Dana.
You're bad.
Dance with the underwear. Dances with underwear. You heard the movie Dances with Wolves? This is going to be Dances with Underwear.
No dancing with underwear. Dancing with under booty. Yeah, it fits your waistline, make you get, bring the ladies on when you're wearing people wearing from Rosanna Dana's under booty panty. You know?
Oh.
That's it. That's
and I'll be shining, ladies. Rosanna Dennis, then it's going to be give you free
step
underwear.
Right
you
up.
Don't have to pay.
Step right up. You don't have to get the vaccine. Get your Rosanna Dana underwear.
Okay, man. Your Rosanna Dana under Gilda Radner underwear. Oh, my
hey,
God.
Hey, that's a good idea. We'll equip the underwear with viral combat natural stuff. There you go. Boy, would you sell that out fast. Don't
yes,
need vaccine
will.
No more.
Yeah.
Rosanna Dana underwear.
Throw that vaccine, throw it in the incinerator.
Yeah.
That's it.
There you go.
It's Louis a good
knows
place
exactly.
For it.
Exactly. Yeah, and Louis knows exactly what to do with the vaccine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so,
Hey. Hey, Frank,
hey,
miss,
Louis, let me, I got a question
your,
for you. Louis.
Talk to me.
Did you ever
yeah.
hear of the Blattermobile?
What?
The Blattermobile.
Blattermobile?
Yeah, it's a big truck.
I heard a Blattermobile, but what's a Blattermobile?
Blattermobile.
Oh, Blattermobile. Me love
it's
drops mobile.
Yeah, well, you could put the love drops right in there. But it's a big truck. Very colorful. And it's got
yeah.
a big big tail on the back, see? And that's where the results come out. When you go in the truck, you pay $5, and they evaluate your bladder.
No.
Yeah, bladder mobile. I can look for it for the bladder.
That.
Hey, Frank, listen up. I can look for the Blattermobile somewhere. I can find it all around the world.
That's
there you
it.
Go.
I'm too
yeah,
shy to
the
go Blattermobile on the
Blattermobile,
can fly. I'm too shy.
There you go.
You go all
that's
around the
right
world
answer.
And you test people's bladders, see?
Oh,
no. Frank, why are you doing that? You got to tell people why.
Why am I doing it?
Yeah, I want to know why.
I want to keep them healthy.
Oh, for what reason?
Hey, Frank, I go on a Blattermobile with Rosanna Dana. You got to put a mask on your face, a nose and mouth. Go in there
yeah,
and look around.
Yeah, you can put a mask on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get right in that Blattermobile and see, it's run by Gabriel.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he
yeah,
owns.
Man, I got. Yeah, I'm gonna look for Rosanna Dana. We go to the Cora Corporea of Rosanna Dana will come with me.
Oh,
yeah, Gabriel got
go.
Pulled over by the cops with the Blattermobile.
Yeah.
Blattermobile.
And Joe the cop says, "What the hell is that?" That's the Blattermobile.
That's a panty mobile, Frank. Not the.
Well, he went from the Blattermobile to the Patty Mobile.
Panty Mobile.
Panty Mobile. That's even better.
Yeah.
And then when the judge
yeah.
sentenced him to jail, Gabriel said, "Well, is it all right if I take my Blattermobile with me?" The judge said, "Get him out of here."
Yeah, get my something like that.
You guys are crazy.
I want my Blattermobile. Blattermobile.
Give me some tissue, Frank. It makes me sad. Get out of here. You're making me sad, Frank.
It's a good place to go to the bathroom and the bottom of the room.
Oh, God. That's all you need.
All right,
say.
Hey, Lou.
Yeah.
Give us a little song. You got a good song?
What song? For the Frolics?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I got a good song. Good.
That's the Honeymooners, Swami River.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. How about, you remember that song by Patti Page years ago?
Yeah.
You know it? Go ahead.
I don't know Patti Page recording. OK Card?
No, no. How much? Is the dog in the window?
Let me do it as a joke. Listen to this. How much is that love drops in the window?
Oh, there you go.
He meanwhile has a waggly booty. How much is that love drops in the window? Da 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 da.
I heard there was a robber in California.
Yes.
I need to scare him away with one love drop. I'll give that robber the love drop. And scare him away forever.
Yeah.
Love drop.
Yeah, Louis.
Hey, Frank, have a good weekend. And happy
you
Puerto
too.
Rican
you
Day.
Too.
Oh, all right, you
all
too.
All right, in a sight with Louis.
And Madonna Dana Dana says good night, and I'll call you next Friday.
All right.
All right, good night, Rosanna Dana.
Good night,
good night,
Lou.
Suzanne.
Good night, Lou. Take care.
All right, how much time we got left? Can you tell?
We have 3 minutes.
Oh. Well, listen, folks, I'm going to be on vacation next week, but in a couple of weeks, tune in on a Friday, and we'll give you the rest of the mobile, the Blattermobile.
So you're going to come back Friday.
Skit, you know, the Blattermobile skit.
Okay.
Two weeks from today.
Oh, two. All right,
in a sight around the world means freedom and... Yeah. Look out for that stuff. Now the big question now is, what are they going to do with the 60 million doses that they have stopped? Where are they going to put that?
I have a feeling.
Where does that stuff go? I want to know.
They're going to send it off to some unknowing country. Seriously. They probably will.
Yeah, right. That's all they need to do is send it to another country.
But you know they will do that.
And they'll hate us. You can't do that.
But they will do that. You know how
they can't take contaminated stuff and give it to another country. What kind of thing is that?
They will test a certain lot. Okay, the lot. They'll take the lot numbers. They'll organize them, and then they'll say, okay, this lot
seconds.
Number only has this much of that contamination in it, and that's the bare minimum of contamination in it, and we can send it off.
That's horrible.
Yes, they can.
They're
going to
send it to
contamination of
to hurt other people in another country?
Listen, you know arsenic is in our body, right? We all have a little bit of arsenic in our body. Well, they have arsenic in our body.
Yeah, but
they're
not talking about
everywhere.
That. They're talking about contaminated substances.
I know, but
contaminated
I'm giving you an example.
Is a different thing.
An example, right? So say if it was contaminated, but yet that little portion of that contamination won't do harm for you. They'll still
Nah, I don't believe. See, that's the trouble with the damn medical profession.
I know.
You know, they mislead people all the time.
Yeah,
I will be with you in the next week off, rerun. Thank you so much. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090. And Be careful out there. Stay away from those doctors and that vaccine. Educate yourself. Goodbye, world. In a sign.
Good night, everyone. Good night.